commandments about the Sabbath. Well, it happened on a Sabbath. Now, the Sabbath was the day when the Jews didn't work. That Jesus was walking through the cornfields, and his disciples pulled the ears of corn and ate, rubbing them together in their hands. Now, under the law of Moses, you weren't allowed to work on the Sabbath. But of course, Jesus was really all about ending the law of Moses. But the law of Moses was there to teach certain principles. But Jesus kept on getting in trouble with the Jews because he was thinking above the letter of the law. Well, in the law of Moses, it says that a poor person could pull some ears of corn from someone else's field and rub them in their hands to make a little bit of flour and eat it as they were walking through the field. But they weren't to sort of harvest it in huge amounts. That would be stealing. So the fact that the disciples of Jesus did this, it shows how poor they were. So Jesus was not a rich man, and his followers were not rich. And we have got so much compared to all the very poor people there are in this world. We got to remember that Christianity was designed really for the poor. And the people who first of all followed Jesus were mainly, not all of them, but were mainly poor. And you see this here. But some of the Pharisees said, "Why do you do what's unlawful on the Sabbath day?" So these terrible Pharisees were watching Jesus and the disciples from across the cornfield. Jesus replied, "Haven't you even read what David did when he was hungry, he and those that were with him, how he entered into the place of God and took and ate the holy bread, which isn't lawful for any but the priests to eat, and gave it to those with him? The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." So David needed food, and so he, according to Jesus, he was able to break the letter of the law. Now, we've got to be a bit careful. We mustn't think that God isn't serious about what he wants from us and that we can just break his laws. That's right. They didn't have food. And so it was okay for them to break that law, but we've got to be careful unless we think that we can just do what we want and not care about what God wants and his laws. But on the other hand, we mustn't get to a point where we just break, where we just follow every letter of the law and end up being a hypocrite. So then, Jesus as the Son of Man is greater than the Sabbath. On another Sabbath, Jesus entered into the synagogue. Now, the synagogue was the place where the Jews gathered together like a sort of a church for the Jews. And he taught them. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him closely.
What does withered mean?
It means it looked like it had dried up. He probably had a stroke. So his hand would have been all limp and all like dry, and the skin would have looked horrible. It might have even smelt. And the scribes and Pharisees watched Jesus closely, whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find fault with him. Now, Jesus had our human nature. And so everything we read about Jesus is an encouragement to us that he went through exactly what we go through. So if you're in a position where you feel, she's looking at me just to criticize. He's looking at me, so whatever I do is going to be wrong. Well, Jesus went through exactly all of that because he really did have our nature. So they were watching him, whether he was going to cure this poor man. He knew their thoughts, just as he knows our thoughts, because Jesus, Paul says, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so he said to the man who had the hand withered, "Rise up and stand up in the middle of us." And he arose and stood, so everyone would have seen him. And Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do harm, to save life or to destroy it?" He looked round about on them all, because I suppose they were all quiet. They could hardly say, "No, you're really sinning by not healing that man." And then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with anger and discussed with one another whatever they might do to Jesus. So that's how people react when they encounter, when they meet the love of God in Jesus. They either humble themselves and accept it, or they tend to get cranky about it. And that's what these Pharisees did. Now, as we read about the Pharisees, we think, what an awful lot of people. How terrible they were. And of course, it was them who in the end got Jesus crucified. But Jesus kept on trying with them. And the amazing thing is that later on in the Acts of the Apostles, you read that there was a large number of priests and also a group of Pharisees who were baptized into Jesus. So they were the very people that we would have thought they're the last people who would be interested. They're the last people who Jesus. But in the end, his efforts with these, what we would consider to be terrible people, paid off. Because we all hate a hypocrite. We all hate someone like them who's just being critical of a really good person and just trying to bring them down. But Jesus was patient with them. So then the lesson is that the Son of Man, that's Jesus, and he's called the Son of Man because he was the Son of God, but he also had our human nature, so he's called the Son of Man, that he is Lord, he's greater than the Sabbath. So that's why now we don't have to keep the Sabbath. These old laws have all been done away. And Paul says that very clearly, that we are free. Not free to do what we want, but instead of just serving God, as it were, one day of the week, we're to serve God every day of the week.